18 je časova i 7 minuta. Imamo veliko zadovoljstvo da predstavimo Aisu Ijiri. Aisa Ijiri je pijaniskinja koja je rođena u Japanu, živi u Londonu, koncertira u celom svetu, naravno i u Evropi, i česti gost emisije Susretanje i česti gost Beograda. Aisa, hello and welcome to...
Hello, thank you so much for inviting me.
Encounters. Ovaj razgovor ćemo voditi na engleskom, posle ću ja konsekutivno prevoditi sve što Aisa kaže. It's nice to see you again here
in
Belgrade.
Yes, it's nice to be back here.
Aisa, naravno drago što je ponovo u Beogradu. Will you be playing something in Belgrade or you're just here for, you know...
On this trip, actually to celebrate the launch of my new piece called Aisa, Sun, Silk and Love, which was composed by the British female composer Melanie Spanswick. And the music is going to be published by the Schott Publishers. So this is a kind of a celebration to talk about it and share the story behind the piece with your audience in Belgrade.
Yes, we're looking forward to hear the story about it. Aisa je trenutno u Beogradu, snimila je novi album koji se zove Aisa, Ljubav, Silk, Svila and Sand i Pesak. Zapravo ti pojmovi se kriju iza njenog imena, ona svira na tom kompakt disku i naravno tokom emisije ćemo pričati o muzici koju je napisala. What's the name of the British composer?
Melanie Spanswick.
Melanie Spanswick je kompozitorka koja dolazi from London.
Yes, from London.
Iz Londona, iz Britanije, koja je napisala muziku upravo za Aisu. And the inspiration, Aisa, for the composer was actually your name and the meaning of your name.
Yes. I means love in Japanese. And sa has two meanings, one is silk and sand. And the story has a beautiful true love story. Actually, a love story about my parents when they met on the beach.
On the beach. I will translate that. Iza imena Aise kriju se dva, odnosno tri pojma. Polovina njenog imena znači ljubav, a druga polovina znači svila, odnosno pesak. I kompozitorka bila je inspirisana upravo njenim imenom, a naravno i jednom ljubavnom pričom iza koje se krije način na koji su se Aisini roditelji upoznali. Your parents have met on the beach?
Yes, and so it was the Aisa. It originally started as love on the beach, but as a meaning of the person's name, they thought that they can develop it and as their love also developed, so they also put a sa for the silk, because the silk as a thread can knit together to make a cloth. The cloth can embrace, wrap people's heart, soul, with the word, with the love.
Zaista je divna priča. Njeni roditelji su se upoznali na jednom romantičnom mestu, možemo reći na plaži, i kako se njihova ljubav razvijala, između ostalog i prvi deo, prvi slog njenog imena znači ljubav, a drugi osim peska, ali tako, gde su se oni sreli, znači i svila. Samo značenje, preneseno značenje svile je tako da niti svile naravno mogu da čine jednu divnu tkaninu. Tkanina je ta koja se nosi na telima, koja može da povezuje ljude. You met the composer when?
It was 2 years ago. We were at the same piano festival and summer school in the UK. And I shared the story about it with the composer, and she was so inspired. And she came to my concert during the festival, and she, end of the festival, she said, oh, I have some inspiration, I have something to write for you.
Interesantno je, naravno, da su se kompozitorka i Aisa su se upoznali na jednom majstorskom kursu i inspirisana, naravno, ne samo izgledom i imenom, već i muzikalnošću same Aise. Kompozitorka je prosto bila inspirisana i došla je na ideju da komponuje. What's the genre of those the pieces? Is this contemporary music or neoromantic or neoclassical or what sort of?
Actually, it's very romantic, very romantic and quite right? classical in one way. But in the beginning, it started because the story is starting from the sea. So something about more impressionistic. It's about the colors and this kind of depth in the oceans. It's almost like Debussy. It's very like... you know, picturesque. And then the middle section, the story goes on. It's very, very dramatic and passionate, and it's very much romantic. And in the end, it's quite meditative. Yeah, end of the piece. So it's a mix.
Are there more pieces or just one? Or
she's writing more, but now we are publishing this piece for Nashrat.
Naravno, kompozitorka piše više komada, ali taj jedan komad od koga naravno je sve krenulo. Pitala sam Isu kog je žanra, da li je u pitanju moderna muzika, znači muzika 20. veka. Dobila sam odgovor da nekako započinje kompozicija morem i samom idejom vode mora, pa tu imamo upliv impresionizma Debussyja, naravno kao jednog od predstavnika impresionizma, kasnije tokom kompozicije imamo i ljubavne drame, tako, it's romantic in the middle.
Yes, very romantic.
Romantično. Yeah. I na kraju, at the end, you said the
very
end.
Very meditative.
Meditativan kraj, zaista veoma zanimljivo. How hard it was to collaborate with your friend and this is the great opportunity, of course, to collaborate with composers.
Yes, I've collaborated with many different composers with different temperament, different background. but she was the first female composer. I always worked with male composers. So anyhow, we found, because the subject was about love, so we had a kind of quite similar, you know, approach to the story, similar approach to interpret. So it was very natural.
Ne pitala sam kako je bilo sarađivati sa kompozitorkom, a Isa je napomenula da je ona tokom svog rada imala prilike da sarađuje sa kompozitorima muškog pola, ovoga puta sa kompozitorkom, odnosno sa ženom kompozitorom, tako da je tu bilo ovako poprilično zajedničkih ideja i zajedničkog senzibiliteta. Naravno, govori se o ljubavi, tako da mislim da dve žene najbolje mogu da ispričaju sve što imaju da ispričaju ljubavi. I said that two females can talk about love more than anybody else. And I think that we're more sensitive and sensible than males. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not always. Prevela sam emisije, ovo što sam, poštovani slušalci, sa vama podelila. Tokom emisije slušat ćemo muziku sa compact disc. What's the name of the CD? It's French. I don't speak French.
Oh yes, but it's about love. This again. Is love again. the meaning is the wings of love.
The wings of love. Slušamo muziku sa compact diska koju ja Isa objedinila pod nazivom Krila ljubavi. Tu se nalaze kompozicije Franca Lista kao i svita Sergeja Prokofjeva Romeo i Julija. Predlažem da slušamo muziku Morisa Ravela, bit će to Igra vode. 18 časova i 19 minuta. Malo smo požurili sa muzikom koju smo planirali na kraju emisije susretanje da pustimo. Ovaj kompakt disk i sa kompozicijom koja se zove Shinjuku je donala Aisa. I was saying about Shinjuku. Shinjuku is the part of
Tokyo.
Of Tokyo. Mm-hmm. Shinjuku je deo Tokija. And what it is, this music is about? We can hear that this is modern music,
almost like a house music. So my other British composer, Llewellyn Ap Milne, we have been working together in a collaboration of the Japanese poetry haiku, and our first piece was called Sakura Cherry Blossoms, and that was a great hit on the BBC Radio 3, and it was played many times. It was the highlight of the BBC Radio 3 for a year. So after that success, we had a couple of concerts in Japan, and we toured together. And while he was in Japan, he heard the different sound and different sceneries, impression about people and houses. And then he decided to compose a couple of short pieces, as all composers, Bach, Chopin, all composed 24 preludes. So this is one of the three
preludes. Slušali smo kompoziciju Llewellyn Ap Milne. He's from
Wales.
Wales, yes. Kompozitori iz Walesa. Velšani imaju ta čudna imena koja zaista je teško izgovoriti. Aisa sa njima već imala jednu divnu saradnju. I composition. What was the name of the piece that was played on BBC Three?
Sakura.
Sakura. Composition Sakura, koja je zaista doživjela veliki uspjeh na radiju BBC Three. BBC Three, inače, su naše kolege koje puštaju isključivo klasičnu muziku. Dobro, na prvom programu Radio Beograda ovo je emisija koja se bavi isključivo umjetničkom muzikom i doživjela je zaista veliki uspjeh i tako se izrodila ova jedna divna saradnja. You had of concerts with this piece and with other pieces of
We had a lot of concerts, also played in a couple different festivals, and one of the festivals was Japan Festival in the UK, and that was very exciting because we had a festival for the food, music, and the kimono, calligraphy art, so to kind of bring everybody together with only one inspiration from Japan. So we can express the impression of Japan in many ways, like with food or sound or colors or the poetry.
Kompozicija između ostalog se izvela i na festivalu japanske kulture koji se desio u Londonu, gde eto, postoji jedinstvena prilika da se uživa i u hrani, i u kaligrafiji, i umetnosti. I naravno u muzici. It's very nice for an interesting combination for Welsh people to I don't know, to be inspired with Japan and to find the good words or good sound for everything. It's very interesting. Kombinacija velške i japanske muzike, eto, pokazala se kao jako zanimljiva. So you've been playing this piece in Europe and in Japan also?
Also New York. I played
in New York. Great. Sa kompozicijom su imali veliki uspjeh i nastupili su i u New Yorku i u Engleskoj i naravno u Japanu. Mi ćemo čuti kasnije, na samom kraju emisije, jedan interesantan obrt, možemo tako reći, odnosno kako umjetnička muzika može uz određene ritmove da postane još popularnije, pa ćemo napraviti jedan mali crossover sa nekom elektronskom muzikom. A sada predlažem da čujemo upravo ono što smo i najavili, to će biti Igra vode.
susretanja. Susretanja.
Eko. Tri tenora u pratnju novosadskog big benda. Kombang dvorana, 13. februara. Prodaje ulaznica na blagajni Kombang dvorane i na tickets.rs.
RTS izdavaštvo. Knjiga za sva vremena. Danilo Nikolić. Dani bez Stevana. Zapisi o Raičkoviću. Spomenik su jedino naša trajna sećanja. Iz rukopisne zaostavštine. U prodavnici na Zelenom vencu u Beogradu i Pouzećem. RTS izdavaštvo 655-2735.
Eko.
Susretanja. Susretanja.
Časova i 33 minuta, vi ste na talasima prvog programa Radio Beograda, slušate emisiju Susretanja, malo pričamo na engleskom, pričamo na srpskom, naša gošća je Aisa Iđiri, pijanistkinja koja voli da dođe u Srbiju, naravno, mi volimo da je ugostimo, imamo mnogo zajedničkih prijatelja, ovoga puta neće koncertirati, ali nadamo se već sljedeće godine da ćemo moći i da je čujemo. Za sada slušamo muziku sa njenih kompakt diskova. How much CDs you have? Koliko imate kompakt diskova?
Four CDs.
Četiri. Mm-hmm. And music, we can see this, it's Prokofiev and mm-hmm. Liszt mm-hmm. on this CD we are listening to.
Yeah,
and the new one we told mm-hmm. our viewers about the new CD. Mm-hmm. And the other one are with music?
The other one is Schumann. I have also mm-hmm. Schumann and Liszt. I love romantic music, so Schumann, Liszt, and also Chopin. And the other ones are actually in this the series of the composition written by Rolling Up Melding, because mm-hmm. this label is also specialized in remix. So mm-hmm. they record the original acoustic one and then make a remix. Yes.
Pitali smo na Isu koliko ima kompakt diskova izdatih, ukupno četiri, i rekla je da voli romantičnu muziku, muziku Lista, muziku Chopina, eto na ovom kompakt disku se nalazi i muzika Prokofjeva, a ono što smo čuli, kompoziciju Shinjuku, kompozicija ta koju smo čuli je izdata za diskografsku kuću koja se bavi remiksima, i to je ono što smo najavili u jednom trenutku tokom emisije da ćemo čuti na samom kraju. Naravno, imamo još vremena, nećemo još uvijek slušati remix kompozicije Shinjuku. You told me you like romantic music and mm-hmm. this is the opportunity to play some contemporary music. What about Baroque or classic?
I love Baroque, yes, definitely. I love Bach. Bach mm-hmm. is forever inspiration for just as many of us feel mm-hmm. in the same way. And also I love classical. I love Beethoven. Mm-hmm. And this year is, of course, Beethoven's mm-hmm. anniversary mm-hmm. years, as well as Chopin. Chopin and Beethoven are also two great composers who always inspired me.
Mm-hmm. Naravno, Bachova muzika je nešto što svakog pijanista inspiriše svakako. I Aisu, ja mislim da i kad se radi o samom školovanju svih pijanista, nekako su uvek od ozbiljnije kompozicije počinje sa Bachom i sa Bachom se nastavlja, i Bach je nešto što je svima i tekako drago. Ove godine Ludviga van Beethovena, naravno i sa voli muziku Beethovena i muziku Mozarta, vidimo da je interesuje i moderna muzika. You were playing in United States, you mm-hmm. were in New York, of course mm-hmm. you're from mm-hmm. Japan, so mm-hmm. you've been playing there. Mm-hmm. Were there any interesting places in Europe you've been playing?
I played more than 20 times in mm-hmm. Poland,
mm-hmm. in
and
Poland.
That was
great.
Really, really inspiring experience. First time I was 14 years old, and I played Chopin's first piano concerto.
And that was your first concert?
Yes, it was my debut, mm-hmm. Yeah, in Europe. Mm-hmm. And, of course, to play Chopin
in
concerto in a Philharmonic Hall in front of the great audience and of such a prestigious venue for all pianists. Mm-hmm. That gave me so much inspiration and also opened the door for many other festivals in Dushuniki, Jerzabavora, of course, Krakow, and so many places Chopin used to visit and played and composed.
Mm-hmm. So I have to translate it because I will forget what you say. Aisa je debi imala upravo u Poljskoj, tu imala je 14, odnosno 15 godina sa njihovom filharmonijom i stvarno je... Pa možemo reći i veliko opterećenje za nekoga da eto, nastupi sa Chopinovom muzikom u Poljskoj. Naravno, ona je to sa uspehom uradila i to je otvorilo mnoga vrata kasnije nastupa i takmičenja i eto i ovih svih kompakt diskova koje je ona izdala. I sa ukupno 20 puta je čak nastupila u Poljskoj i zanimljivo je da je to Poljska bila evropska zemlja koja je prigrlila i su i omogućile naravno put ka zvezdama. Were there any interesting places you've been playing, not like concert halls, maybe some buildings interesting? I'm always asking that question to pianists because I like to know if somebody is playing on factories or out or near the sea or bridges or something like that.
Sea is quite a place for piano. Not for piano, but for piano. Since I'm been a long-term project with Stanway and Sons, mm-hmm. because I'm a Stanway artist and also official recording artist for Spirio, which mm-hmm. is a high-resolution player piano by Stanway. So we record, we can record the music on the piano with a playback. Mm-hmm. And all the recording we make is saved in an app. Mm-hmm. So that if the new customer purchases a Stanway piano, they can replay the performance on their own piano. Mm-hmm. So for that special occasions, because we need to attract wide range of audience. So Stanway has been collaborating with different company, car, and of course the Crystal or different companies. So mm-hmm. I did an event. Mm-hmm. only half an hour concert and then event in a, for example, car park.
And, interesting.
Yes, and also of course all sorts of places, but kind of abandoned
houses or
like petrol places for the
petrol
ship.
Stations.
Yeah, petrol station mm-hmm. for the ship. I haven't done outside. In Italy, of course, I do outside because it's too hot to play inside during the summer. So it's everything is outside. Thankfully, they don't have rainy days like we have in London. So we play outside.
Pitala sam je isto, to je pitanje koje često postavljam pijanistima ili muzičarima, da li su svirali u nekom prostoru koji nije koncertna sala i koji je po nečemu zanimljiv. Aisa je inače ekskluzivni izvođač na Stanway klavirima i zahvaljujući upravo toj informaciji često se dešavalo, pošto Stanway ima ugovor sa još nekim poznatim kućama, tipa prodavcima automobila, odnosno fabrikama automobila ili sa fabrikama kristala, pa se i dešavalo da tokom prezentacije samih klavira da se svira u nekim zanimljivim lokacijama, pa je i se svirala zapravo na parkingu, ako sam dobro razumela, u prostoru gdje je bilo dosta automobila. Onda smo spomenuli Italiju, u Italiji nekako, pošto je odlično vreme, a leti je toplo, pa može da se svira i unutra, ali nekako više izgleda kao da se svira s polja. Također i jedan od prostora je i bio mesto gde se brodovi zapravo, da su ukotljeni brodovi. It's a little bit difficult to play a piano outside because you have to... to bring the piano to
because
somewhere.
Of those acoustic.
And there is no acoustic outside.
So we don't hear ourselves.
Well, that could be
difficult. Also, for audience, it's hard to hear us.
But it can be nice.
Yes, but as the atmosphere, for the shoot, of course, and for the atmosphere.
Yes,
it's something quite exciting to do.
Da, zaključili smo da je malo komplikovano naravno svirati na polju, ali ne može dobro ni da se čuje, ali u svakom slučaju lepo izgleda, pardon, i može da bude zanimljivo. Slušat ćemo još jednu kompoziciju sa kompakt diska koju izvodi Aisa Idžiri.
Thank you.
Gošća emisije Susretanje je Aisa Iđiri, sa kojom razgovaramo o raznim stvarima. Kako je to svirati Stanway klavir, to je zaista nešto što svaki pijanista može da poželi. Now I will ask you about your concerts. The mm-hmm. future concerts will be playing in Belgrade soon.
Mm-hmm. The Belgrade one probably is slightly later, but mm-hmm. my next concert will be in Tokyo mm-hmm. In April. And it's a kind of celebration of our friendship between Serbia and Japan. Mm-hmm. I had the privilege to give a recital with Elpidio mm-hmm. in Tokyo in November, which concert was organized by Serbian Japan Music Society, Society. And mm-hmm. also very kind, generous support from the Serbian Embassy in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. Pitala sam Aisu kada planira sljedeći nastup. Sljedeći nastup će biti u aprilu i to će biti u Tokiju u organizaciji srpsko-japanskog muzičkog prijateljstva, možemo tako da nazovemo. Will you be playing again with Elpidio this time, or you'll be doing the recital only by yourself?
In April, on my own, it's solo uh-huh. recital, and I will play one of their pieces composed by Serbian pianist composers. So I'm mm-hmm. on the hunt of which piece to perform in Tokyo. And with Elpidio, we will be playing in Italy in the summer at my festival.
Prijatelji, naši zajednički prijatelji su Elpidio, Sonja Lončar i Andrija Pavlović, i se sa njima nastupala prošle godine u novembru mesecu. Ovoga puta na leto će nastupiti zajedno na festivalu. What's the name of the festival in Italy?
Monte Catini Piano Festival.
Monte Catini Piano Festival, koji je osnivač je upravo Aisa Iđiri u Japanu. To jest u Tokiju će svirati jedno moderno delo. You didn't choose the contemporary Serbian artist yet.
Not yet.
So you have something to choose between.
Maybe I can ask you your advice.
Well, I can give you an advice if you can tell me what composers are in the game.
Yes.
Izvešće naravno i kompozicije srpskih autora, s tim što Anisa još nije odlučila koji će autori biti u pitanju, pa je pitala mene da bih možda mogla da pomognem, naravno sa velikim zadovoljstvom. And about the Aisa CD, mm-hmm. will there be any concerts with that music?
Yes, I will play in Tokyo, mm-hmm. and after the publication of this book, which will be the 4th of March, mm-hmm. I will have a couple of concerts to promote this music as well as a book.
Mm-hmm. The book is about
by the Schott Publishers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So we have a Stowe and Sons and Schott Publishers have a special collaboration because of this music. So we are going to make some launch. Event.
Okay. Pitala sam i za album koji priprema, koji će u martu mesecu da bude promovisan, da tako kažemo. U pitanju je album koji nosi naziv naše gošće, Aisa. Rekli smo Aisa, ljubav, pesak i svila. Sada predlažem da čujemo jednu kompoziciju koju svi dobro poznajemo. U pitanju je muzika Sergeja Prokofjeva, Montecchi, Capuleti i svite Romeo i Julija. emisija Susretanje se uskoro bliži kraju i upravo na samom kraju pitat ćemo Isu kada će ponovo da nastupi u Beogradu. Isa, when will you be in Belgrade? When we can hear you in Belgrade on the concert?
Hopefully the end of this year. Or I will keep you updated.
Okay. Ma, verovatno na kraju godine, naravno, Isa će nam reći. And now at the end we will hear the remix of the prelude Shinjuku. Thank you, Isa, for
coming to
this show. We're looking forward to meet you again next time.
Me too. Very much looking forward to being back. Thank you for today.
Zahvalili smo se Inesi na gostovanju. Sada ćemo čuti jedan segment kompozicije Shinjuku i to upravo remiksa iz studija prvog programa Radio Beograde. Pozdravljaju vas Miroslav Antonijević i Teja Dimitrijević. Prijetno.